you're on Daf Chof Amid Aleph, but just to get back into the swing of the sugya, just let's go over quickly the sugya from Daf Yutes Amid Beis. Tana Rabbonin Shnaim Chsumim Al Ashtar Umeisu Ubo Shnaim In Ashuk Vomru Yodanu Sheksav Yodam Hu Aval Anusim Hoyu Ktanim Hoyu Psula Edis Hoyu Harei Elu Nemonim. Then we believe the second cat, since they were Mekayim the Shtar, and without them we wouldn't have a Shtar to begin with. V'im yesh Edim sheksav yodam huze, but if there are Edim that this is their ksav yod, oy shehoya ksav yodam yoytze mimokim acher mishtar shekora olav irer, or the ksav yod, we have another ksav yad from a different shtar, shekara olav ira vahurzak bebezden. That second shtar, there was an ira from the nitva, and bezden was mekayim the second shtar. And now we compare the chsimis of these two shtaris. So that is equivalent ki ilu this shtar now is a shtar mekuyim. Is ein elu nemonim. So then we do not believe the second cat that say that the edim were psulim, anusim, etc. So the Gemara asked, magvinan bei kibishtore ma'alye. Ein elu nemonim means we do not believe them at all. And the shtar is a kosher shtar. Va'amai treyu treininu. Why, how could we be goyve with the shtar, even though we will assume it's ke'ilu the eide hashtar ame'idem al atzmom, that they were ksherim and not ktanim and not psulim. But al koponim, we have another tray of the second cat, which are saying that they were ktanim and psulim. So how could we be goyve with the shtar? So Rav Sheishes said that Hakchosh, if you're makrish the edis of the edim, that is equivalent to dinei hazome, just like by when one is mazim the edim. Now yidei hazomosoi, he wants to bring an einish on them, an einish momin or einish aguf. So the halacha is the hazome is not accepted unless they're here before Neinu. There's a klal yovoi bal hasheir v'yamid al sheiroi v'yamid al sheiroi. So the same thing, if you want to passel what they are saying, you're makrish their edis, so that is equivalent also to dinei hazome, hakroshe tchilas hazome, and also it is necessary that they should be around when you want to be makrish their edus. And since it is speaking about mesu, so they are not around, so memele, we cannot be mekabel the second kat, since the second cat is makrish the edus. Uch shem shein mazimim es ha'edim elo bifneim, kach ein makrishim es ha'edim elo bifneim. So the kosher also has to be bifnei ha'edim, and since they're not around, we cannot accept the edus of the second cat. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, what you're saying now is achuche etlula. The whole thing is a gelechta. Ilo have kamon. What would be if the Edom would be here? Umakrishin lohu, and they'd be makrish the second cut. They say that we were not ktanim. And the second cut says, you were ktanim. Have akrosh. So then the akrosh of the second cut has a teiris akrosh. And then we would not use the shtar. Even though they are here and they're saying we are not ktanim, we were not ktanim. we would not be mashgiach with what they are saying, and we would not permit the malva to use the shtar. Dahave lo edis mekreshes, because even though you are saying in front of Bezin you weren't ktanim, you weren't psulim, but the second cat says that you were psulim. And because of that, we would not permit the malva to use the shtar. Hashte de lesnu. So now that they're not around, they're not makrish the second cut. The ilu havela kamon, it could very well be, if they would be here now, we'd make a tchiya samesim, and we would ask them, were you ktanim dil mahava maideluhu? Maybe they would be made to the second cut, say, sure, we were ktanim, we were psulim. And so memele not being here, there's more mocking to think that maybe the second cut is right, is correct. And now, since they're not here, Mehemni will believe them, and we could be goyva with the shtar. Elo Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Uki trei lahadi trei. So Nachman said, that what it says, Ein Nemonim, does not mean we are not Geiris, the Edis of the second cut. No, Ein Nemonim means we do not tear the shtar. Uki trei lahadi trei. That means if we would believe the second cut completely, that they were psulim, we would tear the shtar. No, we don't believe them completely. So therefore, what do we do? Uki trei lahadi trei. So it's trei keneged trei. V'uki momoine becheskas morek. And the momin will be becheskas morek. So Rashi had explained, so if the loive has the money, we cannot take it away from the loive. If the malve was taifis the money, we cannot take it away from the malve. So memele sa'ina mona means we do not believe the second cat to tear the shtar. It is a suffix, and therefore the halacha will be uki mamoina becheskas mori. Midi dahave anichsei debar shatye. Now the Gemara says that the halacha will be similar to the case of the nechosim of bar shatye. The Bar Shatye Zovin Nichsi. Now the Gemara will explain what was the case of Bar Shatye. Bar Shatye sold Nechosim. Also Beitrei, now two Edim came, Omri they said, Kshuhu Shoite Zovin. Bishas the Mechire, he was a Shoite. So therefore the Mechire wasn't Chal. So therefore the Nechosim still belonged to Bar Shatye. Va'osu beitrei va'omri, kshuhu cholim zovim. Two other Edom came and said that when Bar Shatye sold the nechosim, he was a pikeach. Omar Ravashi, so Ravashi said, uki trei lahadi trei. So we put one trei keneged the other trei, v'uki mamoine v'cheskas Bar Shatye. And the momin will remain becheskas bar shatye. That means as follows. We have here trei utrei to say that bar shatye was a shaita b'shas mechiras akarke. So that means that the karke never was sold. To say he was a pikeach b'shas mechiras akarke, so the karke was sold. So by trei utrei, we shtel, uki trei ladri tevu, uki mamoine, becheskes of the mori kame. That means, bar shatyem. That's for sure. Everyone was moide that the karkat belonged to bar shatye. The shaila is, did it leave his rishus? Did it not leave his rishus? So by trei trei, you shtel on chazoke, on the cheskes mori kame. And now the Gemara, so Memela, the same thing is by us also, that if two Edim say that Psulim Ayinu, psulim hoyu, and the first way them say the word kshayrim, so also ukitrei laditevu kemamayne becheskas more. So whoever is murzik in the moment, he'll keep the moment. Now the Gemara continues by this mice of Bar Shatye, the loyam mora, this aloche, that we say, since we have a suffix, if the karka of Bar Shatye was sold or not sold, so mi suffix, we leave it becheskas morikame by Bar Shatye, that means we know klor, the karka belonged to his father. Bar Shatye yarshin the karka, so it zicha belonged to Bar Shatye mikoyach yerusha. Now I have a suffix, did it leave the rishus of Bar Shatye through the mechira, or didn't it leave his rishus? So mi suffix, we shtel it, pecheskas morikama, we say it's still in his rishus. Avoles leichazok yedavosei, but what is if Bar Shatye does not have a chazoke of Yerusha from his father? That means this is not a Yerusha that Bar Shatye did not acquire this karka through Yerusha. No, Bar Shatye purchased this karka from someone else. Now, this Bar Shatye he had ups and downs, putting it mildly. That means there were times he was a shayte, there was a time that was Bar Shatye. We hear Amachlekes Trey, what he was b'shas this mechira, but that was klar, that was Bar Shatye, we'll see in Teisvis. He had ups and downs, there were times he was a shayte, there were times he was a pikeach. Now, if he purchased this karke, and we don't know what he was when he purchased this karke, so it could very well be Amrinin Shushaita Zovan or Shushaita Zovit. So it could very well be that when he purchased it, he was a Shaita, and when he sold it, he was a Shaita. So Al Koponim, that means as follows. That means even though we have a suffix, when this person purchased it from Bar Shatye, was he a Shaita or not? So, to aid him say he was a shaita then. But al koponim, we cannot take it away from this lekeach, because who says it ever belonged to Bar Shatye? That means, I don't know what Bar Shatye was when he purchased it, I didn't know what he was when he sold it. It could be, you're telling me he was a shaita when he sold it to me? It could be. But it could be he was a shaita when he bought it. So you can't take it away from me to give to him if you don't know if it ever belonged to him. So the Rishonim say if the previous Morikama came and he wants to take it away from this Likeach, Yizicha give it to this Likeach. Because he had a Zicha a Morikama, this once belonged to him. If it ever belonged to Bar Shatye, if it ever belonged to the Likeach, we don't know. But it Zicha belonged to the first Moicha. So if the first Moicha wants to come and take it away from the Likeach, b'chol hakovet, he can do it. But if the first Moicha is not coming before Neinu, so there's only a machlekes between Bar Shatye and the Likeach, so how can we take it away with a brirus from the Likeach, who says it ever belonged to Bar Shatye? If it belonged to him, could be belongs to me also. So we don't know that, we studied him. Could be you never belonged to Bar Shatye, you never belonged to me. Could be it belonged to Bar Shatye and it belongs to me. He was a pikeach by both times. And could be it belonged to Bar Shatye, it didn't belong to me. There are three tzadim, which is 100% right. But you can't take away from the lekeach only if you know klol, the briris that it belonged to Bar Shatye. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Zovin nichsi mochar karkoisov. He sold the karkois. Cholim bori. V'loi amorim du'uki nichsi becheskas Bar Shatye, ele de'islai benachosim alolu chazoke da'avoso. Shahoyu shel avoiso, we know klor, it belonged to his parents, the chazok and mayosi, so we know klor zicha belonged to him. So misofik will leave it by the morikama, avoles buhu chazok ed avoiso, elo chazok ed dinavshe, we only know it belonged to him, shekonon hu, because he purchased it, buhu ziku biyodoi. Kikni yosei, kach mechirosei. Ve'ein cheskosei chazoke levato mechirosei. Just like we have a sofik by the mechire. Could be he was a shaita by the mechire. The same sofik we has by his kinyim. And therefore, we will not take it away from the lekeach. Because cheskos morikam is only if we know that it belonged to you. If we don't know if it ever belonged to you, how can we take it away from the Likeach? Rabbi Kevege, it says Pshat in Agemore, we had a case of Trei Utrei. The case of Trei Utrei was that we had a Shtar, and the Eidei Shtar halachically are being made that, they weren't ktanim, they weren't psulim. And the second cat comes and says, Eidus, they were ktanim and they were psulim. So Rav Nachman says, it's treye trey, and you tell on chazoke, midi dahavi anichsei debar shatye. So Rabbi Kevege asks, why was it necessary to bring nichsei debar shatye? The Gemara before held for a dover poshet, if it's treye trey, you can't be mitzi moment from the loive. The Gemara is sakashe, magbinim bei kishtore malye. So the Gemara understood misvore, you can't, by treye trey, you can't be mitzi from a murzik. That was the kashe, can't be like that. So Nachman says that takib shat, it's treye trey. And you're not mitzi from a murzik. So why does the Gemara have to bring this midi dava nichsi devar shatye? So Rabbi Kevege just explains, the Gemara says in Yevomis that there's a machloikis of treye trey sveike de rabbonon, treye trey sveike de yarais. And let us explain what that means. Treye trey sveike de yarais means that min hatoire there is no way how we can be mevarer in machia de sofik. That means there's two eidim that say one way, two eidim say the other way. There's no hachro in a sofik of treye trey. Not chazoke, not murzik, nothing. This is trey kemeya. That means we have the two biggest berurim. Trey saying this way and Trey saying this way, so you cannot in any way be machriya the suffering. If you hold Trey, Trey, Sveike the Rabbonim, so then we hold Minatoire, you have two Eidim this way, two Eidim this way, Minatoire, Ushtalan Chazoke. We can't be Mevare the Shaila with Eidim. Ushtalan Chazoke. So if Minatoire, you could rely on Chazoke. The Rabbonim said it has a Teire Sofik, Legabi Isurim. The Gemara says that by Bar Shatye we see he holds treye trey sveike de rabbonon iminatoyre ishtalan chazok. As Rabbi Kevege explains, if you hold treye trey sveike de eraisa, you would say yachloiku. That means I would not, if you hold treye trey sveike de eraisa, so I have two saying mocha, to saying loy mocha, I have no way how to be machriya the sofik. That means cheskas morikame is a hachro on the sofik. So we don't know what to do. We'll leave it by him. No, that's called a hachro on the sofik. You don't know what to do. So be mighty. You don't know what to do. So if you don't know what to do, say achloiku. So that's the fairest pshore in such a din teire. That means you have two Eidim that's saying Reuven is right, two Eidim saying that Shimon is right, and you have no Achro in the Sofik, you can't be Machia the Sofik, so you say Achloiku. So Memele, so if we would hold Treye Treye Sveike Diyaraisa, we would say Achloiku. Now, since we all try to speak the Rabbonim, mina Torah, you can't stell on Chazoke. So by Mama, we stell on Chazoke. So therefore, we leave it by the Morikame. So Rabbi Kivege says, that what the Gemara brought down, midi dahava nichsi de bar shatye, the Gemara wanted to teach us, what do you do by yourself of Treyetrei? That's poshet, that the loiv isn't mechuyev to pay. That's the Gemara said before, Treyetrei nino magbine bei kishtorem alye. That's poshet, the loiv doesn't have to pay. But what do you do? Do you say achloiku, or do you leave it by the muzik? So that's totally in this topic of Treyetrei sveike deraisa, Treyetrei sveike derabona. So Rav Nachman says, you know what you do? I'll bring it in Barshatya, we see. The Treyetrei sveike derabona, and mina teure, you leave it by, you say mechan chazoke or muzik. So mamela here also, you leave it by the muzik. That's Rabbi Kivege says, pshat in Agamor. Let's just see the second Taisvis. Elo Omar Rav Nachman Uki Trei Lahadi Trei. Ve'im Taima. So you don't know what to do. So Uki Trei Lahadi Trei. Ve'im Taima Lo Rav Nachman Amai Loi Magvinim Bei Bishtorim. So Taisvis says, let's be goyva with the shtar. If you have Treyetrei, let's be goyva with the shtar. Why? Why is the two edim of the shtar better than the two edim of Psulim Hoyu? Hosova Rav Nachman Keravune, b'shnei kitei edim hamakrishes zu esu. If you have two kitei edim, that one contradicts the other. One says love, one says loy love. So the halacha is the chol. So Rav Huna says the chol achas bo bifnei atzma umeida. So this is a very interesting halacha. Two edim say lover, two edim say lover. Between you and me, one of these edim are psychoposal edis, because one said sheker, it's either lover or loy lover. Af al pikein, Rav Huna said each one is kosher edis. You're looking for two kosher eidim for a siddur kedushin, take this one or this one, no problem. You can't mix them up. Then you make a short. That means if you take one of these eidim or one of these eidim, so then it's zicha no good because you're taking one posel eid. But if you're using the same kat, you're using them together, so each one is a din of a kosher eid. Af al gav, that's what Rav Huna says. Af al gav v'fi edis kol achas chavat psula l'chol idyis. Af al pikein, Rav Huna says that each one remains becheskes kashrus. Ochinami kive de'ein makrishin oison loymer shaloi lovaklu. So Tosfos asks over here, two edim say lover. The other two edim say psulim hoyu. They don't say loy lover. They just say psulim hoyu. So the shaila is the first kat a kosher kat or a posel kat? Now you have on the first kat, two are saying that they're kosher. They weren't psulim. The second cut says they were psulim. So we have a suffix on the first cut. Not the shailas in love, but the shailas were the psulim. So by psulim, the din is each cut calls mana wasn't nizbara, that the apostle remained kosher. Eloim rim ein chem namonim bedovol zed the psulim ayisim. They're not saying it was loy love, but they're saying that your apostle to be an aid on the shtar. So memele, we see Rav Huna and Rav Nachman hold that kol zman you weren't mevarer that they're posel, they remain kosher. Kol zman you don't prove that they're posel, they remain kosher. So memele liskasher v'mayle medbine beibishtas, let's be goyva with tishtar. You never proved that they were posel. And that's what we see from Rav Huna. Kol zman they're not proven posel, they're kosher. V'yeshloima, no, the hosam bo kol achas bifnei atzma meido, mishum de mokminin kol achas becheskas kasha. So he says, not samazoi kozman, you don't prove that I'm posel, I'm kosher. There it works with hilchis chazoke. That means, you have kat alev says lovo, kat eis beis said loy lovo. Now, that's for sure, with this sagode that was said now, one of the kitas became posel. Did kat alev become posel? I don't know, but ishalan chazoke, till now kat alev was kosher. So I say kat alev remains kosher. Did kat beis become posel? I say no, till now he was kosher. So this halacha of Rav Huna works with cheskas kashas. Avul hoche sha'omrim ktanim hoyu. Here the second cat is saying ktanim hoyu. They were ktanim. So lefid the dvorim of the second cat, they never were gdoilim. That means they were born ktanim. And b'shas chsime, they still were ktanim. Or they're saying that they were kroivim mishas leide and shenisrachiku. So memele, the second cat is saying that mishas leidosom till shas chsimosom they were posel. They're saying they weren't posel. But now we have a sofik, and on this sofik we don't have any chazoke, because lafi the divrei of the lafi the dvarim of the second cat, they never were kosher. According to the first cat, they always were kosher. But you be sofik, you can't tell them on chazoke. Were you always kovim or not? Were you always tanim or not? It's like a lemei mukminaches kosayum. The paslin in oison mishenildu. So memela, that's why over here you can't be goy. Over here it's a suffix without a chazoke. Vanusim hoyu nami machmas nefoshes. Is also lo shachluk mi a chazoke. The loy posli luhu klal. Hakid yishtal an chazoke. Manusim machmas nefoshes. So, they're saying that was a nusim machmas nefoshes. So, the not possible of anusim achmas nefoshes. So also you don't have a chazoke to be mevare. So memele here chazoke also can't be mevare this sofik because afilo they were anusim, they still remain kosher. So chazoke is not mevare this sofik. So bekitza, in all three cases, there's no chazoke that can be mevare that the first cat is kosher. The Rashba Omer, the hochi le mekminu lo a chazoke, ki di oma le el, mishum di lo have kamon, di lo have moide. The Rashba says, amuuyim de kechidish. The Rashba says as follows, that the reason you don't tell them on chazoke, because now they're dead. And you want to say, psulim hoyu, they were psulim then. And we have here, we assume, ke'ilu they're being made, that they weren't psulim. But they're not around. So you want to, there's a suffix, were they psulim, weren't they psulim, you want to stel them on chazoke. So the Rashba says, we can't stel them on chazoke, because maybe if they would be alive, they would also tell us they were psulim. So memele, we cannot be seimech an chazoke if they were before neinu, maybe they would tell us against the chazoke. Now the Chassam Sofer says he doesn't understand the Rashba. The Rashba is a shrek. That means, what do you mean if they were alive, they'd tell us that they weren't psulim? They can't tell us. It's a din of kivin shigid ene chayzer amagid. What does that mean? What does the Rashba mean? You will not tell on chazoke because ilu have come on dim dim have moide. They can't be moide. There's a din of kivin shehigit. I the Gemara mentioned this svara, so the he brings from the Maram Shif. The Gemara is l'rafcha the milsa. The Gemara says it's a galechta. That means even though we wouldn't believe them if they'd be alive, but it's not mistava to say that when they're alive, we don't believe them. And when they're dead, we do believe them. Could be if they were dead, it would be Moide, even though they don't wouldn't help, but we can't say that dead is worse than alive. That's what the Gemara means. But here the Rashba says, he says it elegant, that you can't tell on Chazokin, because maybe if they would be in front of us, they would be Moide. They can't be Moide. Because there's a din of kivin shegit. And because of this kasha, the Chassam Sofer says he mutches sich very much on this kasha. And he says, could be the Rashba holds, that be'emesin, when Edim chasme an ashtar, they are saying two things. One thing they are saying there was a halvo. And that we have a klal, Edim hachsumim al ashtar kemisha nechka idusam bebezin. It's ke'ilu was nechka bebezin, and they cannot change their minds and say loy lova. If there was lova, you can't say loy lova. Masha enkein, but there's another thing they're saying. We were ksheirim. We were gdoilim. This Haggadah was not Nechka Bebezin. Since this is not the Iker Haggadah, so this was not Nechka Bebezin. And here, theoretically, they could change. No, they're not believed to say that they were Ktanim or were Psulim, because we have a Chazoke that a person will not be Machtim, Ktanim, and Psulim on a Shtar. So to believe them, seems their namonis is not a namonis of Edis. To believe them that they weren't ktanim, they weren't psulim, there's a chazak against them. But if other Edim would say they were ktanim, and they'd be moide, so then we would believe them. That is what the Chassam Sofer says. He says it's a moire de kechidish. V'uki aro becheskes barshatya. The Gemara said, We hear here Trey, Parshat Yesod HaKarke, and we don't know if he was a Shoite or a Pikeach B'Shas Mechire, this Trey, so we say the Karke goes back to Parshat Yeh. Davke B'Karke Hu Damrinen Hochi. By Karke we say, let me just explain what was bothering Taisvis. Taisvis was bothering a problem as follows. We have here a conflict of two inyonim. That means, who is living now on the karke? The lekeach. So the lekeach is a murzik in the karke. Who did the karke belong to before? The moicher. So, and I have a suffix. Who does it belong to? So you have here, the lekeach is a murzik. The moicher has a morikame, and now we have a klala moitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. You don't know what to do. Leave it by the murzik. So lechayra, so Taisa had a kashas, lechayra, you have murzik and morikame. We'll see Taisa will bring soon. Murzik is stronger than morikame. That means it's by him now. You want to take it away from him? So you have to bring a raya. Morikame, it was his before. But now the other one is the murzik. So why did the Gemara say you leave it by the morikame? You should leave it lachayra by the murzik. So Taisva says, davke bekarke hu damrinin hochi. By karke you say you leave it by the morikame because a person is never considered a murzik in the karke. What is the taich murzik? The taich of murzik is that this thing is in my possession. By metaltalim, so there's such a musig that we'll have a suffix in metaltalim, so the taltalim is in my possession. By karke, the karke is in my possession. I'm in the karke, not the karke is in my possession. So memele, so there's no musig of murzik by karke. So therefore, we say that the morikame, that's the second best murzik. Since till now it was his, so he also is a din murzik that it should remain by him. So by karka we say the murzik is considered the morikame, not the one who is living in the karka. Avo b'metaltlim, you'll have a similar case. You have a shaila, was it sold or not sold? And one person has a morikame on the metaltlim. And the second person is a murzik in the metaltlim, then you leave it by the murzik. Avo b'metaltlim amrin and behave b'cheskes ha-murzik. Kedoma beperka shoyul, kabi amachlef pore bachamoir, the porich, velerze pore beshuse de man kaime, leviido hamoitze mechaveire olavoraye, umishani de kaime baagam. Let's just explain for 1 minute the Gemara in Ashoyul. The Gemara in Ashoyul is speaking about as follows. One person had a pore. Another person had a chamoir, and they decided they're going to switch. And that's called, it's a chalipin of shove b'shove. So when the bala pora is moishich, the chamoir, automatically the pora belongs to the bala chamoir, to the bala chamoir. Now this pora was muberes, and later, I'd say 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the bala pora was moishich the chamoir. So we know now, 1 o'clock, the pora belonged to the Baal HaChamoyer, to the Meshiches HaChamoyer from the Baal HaPora. We come 1:15, and we see that the pora Muberes had a baby already. Now, the Shaila was, when did this pora give birth to the Vlad? 1:15? Between 1:45 and 1, or between 1:15? If it gave birth between 1:45 and 1, so it belongs to the Baal HaPora, because it was born before the Mechira. If it gave birth afterwards, so it belongs to the Baal HaChamoyer. We don't know when this occurred, so the Gemara says, V'lechze pore b'shuse d'man kaima. Let's see where the Vlad, whose reshus the Vlad is in. So from the Gemara you see that if the Vlad would have been in the Rishus of the Baal HaChamoyer, even though the Baal HaPora had a Mori Kama on the Vlad, Afal Pikein Murzik is better than Mori Kama. Or Mishani, the Gemara says, the Kaima Ba'agam, that the Pore was Ba'agam, was no man's land. So Mamela, no one was a Murzuk, so therefore we have to go Bosa Morikam. So Al Koponim, we see from that Gemara, that if you have here a conflict between a Morikam and a Murzik, so by Metaltlim, Murzik wins. By him you say, Moitzi Mechaber Ovarai, because he's now Murzik. A Morikame was only, he has a Din Murzik because it previously belonged to him. But if you have a Din Murzik and a Metzius of Murzik, so Murzik wins. Masha'en kain by Karke, so the one who's living on the Karke, Bechlal is not considered a Murzik in the Karke. Period. That means if you don't know if a person did something, he gave a matone, but he was b'shas k'sivas hamatone, I don't know. Now he's a shchiv merah, now he's a bori. So the Gemara says, if I don't know what he was then, you say chazok in the hashter, what he is now, that's what he was then also. So Taisva says, so what's pshat, you have a shaila, what barshat you was b'shas the mechire? Let's go now, the Eva Machlekes, let's be now mevara what he is now. And we'll say what he is now, that's what he was before. The hochek, even the itim, cholim, itim, shoita, and raimi, mashu, achsho. This barshat yizicha, he fluctuated. There was itim, itim. So he never had in different zmanim, he had different matzovim. So memelem, so for what he is now, is no rai what he was 10 minutes ago. Anu gemore, omar rababo, Ein mezimin es eidim ela bifneim. If you want to be mazim eidim, you want to passel them, you want to be bring an oynish on them, this can only be done if they're around. V'hu ad bebolov yovoi bala shoyr v'yamid al shoyr. You can only say eidis if your eidis is affecting someone, it could only be said in front of him. Ein mezimim es eidim ela bifneim. Umakhishim esaidim shalai bifnein. If you disagree with what they said lova, you're saying loy lova. So your edis is not in any way affecting the edim. I'm just saying it's affecting the balashtar. The balashtar has to be there. The loy has to be there. The malve has to be there. But the edim doesn't have to be there. They don't have to be there. Because this is not an edis on them. I'm just speaking on the halvo. Was there halvo? Wasn't there halvo? Even though they said that there was, and I'm saying that there wasn't, but by being makrish them, but it's not called I'm saying edis on them. I'm saying edis on the halvo. So therefore, the edim don't have to be around. Now the Gemara says, "Vahazome shaloi bifneim, afilu I'll be mazim them." So that means in Hazome there are three Teilodais from every Hazome. Number one, if you mazim them, they'll get an Oynish. Number two, if you mazim them, they'll become Posalaidis. Number three, if you mazim them, we will not listen to what they're saying. So the Gemara says, Hazome Shaloi Bifneim, Napshat is that since they're not here, I won't listen to the second cut. Whatever is negeya, the first cut of Edim, is command the lesser. We will not be manish them. They will not become posel Edis. But whatever is negeya, the Edis, they said, about hakroshim yahave, so we will accept the Edis of the second cut to make a hakrosh al kaponim. I won't know who's right, but al kaponim, it will have a teiras hakrosh. We'll put things on hold. We will not go with the first cut of Edim. So Rashi, Neida Zomer Lehave Lo Oinsham Le Nefesh Le Moment Hakrosh Have Levat Le Dus. Now, a new sugya. We had before. How are we mekayim the shtar? How are we mekayim the shtar? That means if Edim said that anusim hoyu, so it says, im yesh Edim sheksav yodam huze, if there are Edim that say that this is their ksav yad, oy shohoyo ksav yodam yoytze mimokim acher mishtar shekora olav ire, or, I don't have Edim to be mekayim the ksav yad, but I have in front of me, in front of Bezin, another shtar, Shekore Olav Irer. Now the second shtar, the Nitva had said it's a mezuyev dekishtar, Vehurzak bebezdin, and that second shtar was Niskayim bebezdin, Ein Emonim. So then we will not believe the second cut to say Psulim Hoyu, because this is a Mikuyim Dikishtar. How did it become Mikuyim? Because we're Medame, the Chsimis of this Shtar, to that other Shtar that was Kora Olav Irer V'Huzak Bebezni. So the Gemara says, Kora Olav Irer in Le Kora Olav Irer Loi. Misayilei l'Rabasi, Dama Rabasi, Mekaymen es Ashtar, Elom Mishtar, Shekora Olav Irer, V'Hurzak Bebezni. Now, this is a difficult Gemara. Let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi, Ein Mekaymen es Ashtar, Mitoich Shtar Acher. That means Bezdin has two shtores. Now, Shtar Beis, is, do we have Edim that say Psulim Hoyu, Ketanim Hoyu? If we'll believe them or we won't believe them, depends if this is a Shtar Mekuyim or Shtar Sheinim Mekuyim. If it's a Shtar Mekuyim, we'll not believe the second cut. So Ein, or we don't believe in Tater the Shtar, whatever it is, Ein Mekayimim es Ashtar, Mitoich Shtar Ach. You cannot be Mekayim Ashtar with Dimyin Chsimis, Ele im kein koro irer al oisai shtar ho'acher, unless the first star, which you're comparing the second star to the first star, unless the second star there was an irer on that unless on the first tar there was an ira on the first tar. Ve'uzak be'bezn al yidei edov, and bezn was mekayim the first tar. The iloi kora olav irer, but if there never was an irer on the first tar, chayshinon dilmahi gufe mezuyifu. So I'm afraid maybe the first tar is mezuyif. Now this is a very difficult Rashi. That means that the Rashi is saying that we can only be mekayim one shtar from another shtar if the first shtar there was an irr and we were mekayim because of the irr. And if there wasn't an irr, what is? The person was mekayim the first shtar. So let us just look at the Rosh for 1 minute and then the Ran for 1 minute and then we'll see what the Sma says, and then we'll go further. So the Rosh is Ois Yud Gimel. Perik Bey is Ois Yud Gimel. That's Daf Kuf Yud Zainam at Bey is Bedafei HaRosh. Tano Rabono. Ois Yud Gimel. Shnayim Shoyuch Sumim Al Ashtar. Umeisu, ubo shnaim v'omru ksav yodum uze, aval onusam oyu, ktanim oyu, psaledis oyu, heilu nemonim. Ve'im yesh eidim shu ksav yodum, oy shoyu ksav yodum, yoytze mimokim acher, mishtar shekora olov ira v'huzak bebezn, ein nemonim. Yire, so the Rosh says, I think, toho dekomar shekora olov ira v'huzak bebezn, lav davke. Don't need to score all of Ira. To what did Nami Muzak below Ira? If Bezdin was the criteria is the score all of Ira. If Bezdin was Mekayim the first star, so you know the first star is a kosher star. Now I'm Medame this star to that star. This is a kosher star. And I look at the chsim of this star, they look the same. So that's Dimian chsimis. The Kivin the Mekuyim be Bezdin who, since the first star was Mekuyim Bebezdin, Bosa Beidina Loidakina. So what is there to be Medayik? The Vaday Loikaimu Achen is Baro Lehem Shuch Simosom. Bezdin Ziche will not be Mekayim Ashtar, unless they knew clearly that this was the Chsime. Elisha Beyemeyim Loihayim Noigim Lekayim Chsime Seidim Bebezdin Beloi Ira. If no one was Mahara, Bezdin won't be Mekayim Shtoris. That's not the vote of Bezdin. So Memele, Bezdin was only Mekayim if there was Irr. But you don't need Irr. Irr is you only have a Shtar Mekuyim if there was Irr. That's why the Gemara mentions Irr. But Irr is Leimaila v'Leimaira. The Iker is that the first Shtar was Mekuyim be'Bezdin. Now let us go to the Ran. Let us go to the Ran. The Ran is on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Now the Ran is 4 lines from the bottom, and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph Daf Yerif, in the middle of the line. Avo midivrei Rashi zal nire de'en mekaimim lo'olam mishtar echot, but not mekaim from mishtar. Elo mishtar shekora olav irer v'huzak bebezn. The tvei odiv, it is better. Shtar shekora olav irer, acha shehuzak, ashtar shekora olav irer, and it was muzak afterwards, mishtar shekora olav irer v'huzak. That's what the Ran says. That's Nigeloy Medivrei Rash. That's what seems from the gears of the Gemara. Now, it sounds like a poradume. I mean, what's Pshat of those? It was Hurzak, Ira, Hurzak. Now, the Sma in Simen Memvovs of Kotnchov Bey says something very interesting, which maybe Kipshutoy is a shtickle pachat. The Sma says as follows: Bekara olav baldova ira. when the Baldova comes to Bezdin, and he says, the Malvas, there he wants to be Goyva with the Shtar, and the Loiva comes to Bezdin, and says, Rabboisai, this is a false Shtar, don't believe one word, I never borrowed a penny from this, a false Shtar. So, Bekora Olov Baldova Ira Loime Mezuyev, Oz vadai habezdun nosnu leiv lachker heite. Now this is a very interesting shaila. Yannis says he's a shtar. He's coming to Bezdin and said this is a mezuyev dikishtar. So Bezdin will be chayker heite before they'll say it's a kosher shtar. Bezdin do a very good job of investigation to be mevare that's a kosher shtar. V'loi kaimua elim kein noida lehem bebiru v'hurzak bebezn shezech simash yadeid. That will only be mekayim if it listen again. It says it's mezuyev, so then bezn does a perfect job. But if there's no whole ASIC over here, as Tamazay, the Malva comes over to Bezdin, he says, you know, I just lent the money, let's write a hempik on the shtar, let's be mekayim the shtar. So then Bezdin, so then that's a normal ceremony, look, kaim the shtar. Then the things don't go so, bedigduk, bechkire heitev. That's what, Sma seems to be saying. The Shach Shreis Gefellach on that. I mean, Shtar Mekuyim. I mean, would there such a thing as a Shtar Mekuyim? Someone wanted to say Pshat. And Rashi says one vote by us, which is very, very interesting. Rashi says, when Bezdin was Mekayim the Shtar, so Rashi says, Elim ken kore iror al oise shtar ha'acher. See, there were ma'arer on that shtar. Ve'hurzak bebezdin al yedei edov. Now Rashi just said three extra words. Bezdin was mekayim the shtar al yedei edov. Now what is Rashi saying over here? Now, let me just give a thought. There are different ways how you can be mekayim the shtar. You could have the aid of achsumim can come, say zeksav yodeinu. That's moiridik. You have the aid of achsumim. You can have other aidim, they come and they say, is this Yankel's signature? Yeah, I know, aidim. To be mekayim, the aidim. There's a third way we could be mekayim a shtar. Through Dimyan Chsimis. And that's how we mekayim the shtar in our Gemara. That means you'll take a shtar, which is a faleslach shtar, and you'll take this shtar, and then we have here an expert in Bezdin who's an expert on signatures. He looks at these two signatures. They're the same. So that's a good shtar. This is also a good shtar. That's a third way of being mekayim. And that's how we're Mekayim over here. We're Mekayim through Dimyu Tzimis. That's the end. Now, there's a Shita for Rav Shrire Goin. Rabbi Kevege brings it down in the beginning of Gittin. Dimyu Tzimis, Rabbi Kevege says, he brings from a Shrire Goin, is only a Kiyim that helps me the Rabbonim. That means it's not a Tviyas Ayin, that is, you look, he makes the Aleph like that, the same loop he makes, but it looks the same, but Rabbi Kevege brings down for Rav Shchira Goin, if we would need Kiyum the Yeraisa, Dimyu Chsimis wouldn't help. Now since Baruch Hashem, Eidim Achsum Ashtak Mishinach Kedusim Bebezin, only the Rabbonon. So that's why Dimyu Chsimis help. Fine. So someone wanted a tiny, it could be, Pshat in this Rashi is, the Eidov is Gorin Trasan. But could be Rashi is saying, not that, the way we understand maybe from the Pashtus Lashon of the Sma, that Bezdin is more careful when there's an Irr, when there's no Irr, the Medayik Heite. You have to know what the Sma means. But could be Rashi is saying that al koponim, let us say for 1 minute, that Rashi means to be saying lafuki dimyim chsimis. That means, let's say, if the shtar that we're building from, and that is a hempik on Bezdin, that it was, it's not a mezuvdik shtar, Bezdin found out that the kiyum of that shtar through dimyim chsimis. So that means like this. So now, so we have shtar aleph, who Bezdin chasmid, it's not mezuyev, because shtar aleph looks like shtar gimel. So mamela, so that's how we ascertain that shtar aleph is der seme. Now we have shtar beis, and we say shtar beis is not mezuyev, because shtar beis looks like shtar aleph. Now we are going from one dimyan to another dimyan. It's dimyanis, the whole thing. So could be, that's what Rashi wants to say. Could be, I don't know. But could be Rashi is saying, if there would be no Irur, Stamazoi, the Malve wrote a shtar, he has the shtar now, he's close to Bezdin, the Edom aren't around, the Edom are going to Alaska now, he knows later who's gonna recognize, so he comes right away to Bezdin, he says, listen here, I wanna make a henpik now. Before we're Mali, yeah, we raise a noilet, ladies and time, who knows, let's be Mekayim Dishtar now. So if Bezdin is not confronted with an Iru, so if Bezdin can make a Dimyich Simis, it's Matayva Manoim. We'll make a Dimyich Simis. It looks like that. We'll put a Hempik. Lady, Yenel, Tainitz, Mezuyif. Sorry. But if Bezdin is confronted with an Iru before they make the Hempik, so it could be there you need a better Kiyum. Then could be, that's what Rashi, I mean, Rashi says, Eidav, it's a Merdeke Rashi. Rashi says, I don't know, I mean, Rashi, why did Rashi says, I mean, Rashi is a Merdeke Zach, Eidav. I mean, he means, Mamish, the Eidav Machsumim. But could be, Rashi means to say, that Dimich Simis is not sufficient. At least. You need, that means if there was a Korah or of Iru, you need al kaponim a better oifen akiyum in order to be mekayim. So memele, and since we're working now with dimyan, so we're starting off with two strikes against us. We just were working with dimyan, so we have to al kaponim make sure that the shtar we're being mekayim from was not niskayim through dimyan. Could be that pshat in Rashi. Let's go a little further. But we have Amachlikas HaRishayim, and Shulchan Aruch is brought down to Deis. The Mechaber says, Kora Olav Ira, and Simen Membov Siv Zayin, and the Ramah says, and others say, you don't need a Kora Olav Ira. As long as it was Niskayim Bebezdin, that's the Rosh. So we have Amachlikas HaRishayim. Now, Omri Nerdoi. Now Nerdoi says, Ein mekaimin es ashtar, elo mishtei ksubeis, ein mishtei sodeis, vuhu sheochlum baleim gimur shonim ubishufi. Now, what does Rashi say? Mishtei sodeis, meedim haelu, im chsumim al shnei shtoris acherim, sheim mecher shtei sodeis, ואוכלום על הקוחס על ידי שטורס הלולו, שולי שונים, מקיימים שטר שלישי מהן עם מחסים מייסדוימס. Now, Nerdoi is coming to tell us a chidish. Now, you're telling me, or the wit Rashi on Rashi can only be mekayim if you have a shtar, you can only make a dimir simis from a shtar mekuyim. Fine. You need iro, you don't need iro, that's debatable. Nerdo is coming to tell us, I'll tell you, sometimes you can make a dimyich simas even from a shtar that's not mekuyim. But you need two shtoris. What's the case? Two shtoris like this. You had two shtori mecher, Yankel bought a field from Chatzko. He's there 3 years. He's a garnished. No problem. And Berl bought from Shimon HaKarke. He's also there 3 years. And it seems that Mustamed, this was a kosher transaction. So we go over to Berl, to Lekeach. We go over to Yankel, and we say, can we see your shtar a minute? And both have the same Edom. We both are the same Edom, Reuven, Reuven and Levi are the Edom on both Shtoris. So we see from the Matzev, Mistama, this is a kosher Ishtar. There's no Kiyam on the Ishtar. Never, we don't know. But if we see things are going good, this person purchased a Karka, these are the Edom, there hasn't been any flare-ups, he's been there 3 years, and there's no problem whatsoever, so Mistama, this is a kosher Ishtar. So if you have two stories that we see from the matzev that mistama the kosher shtori, she can be mekayim from them also. That's shtei shtori mecha, shtei ksubeis. So the shach explains by shtei ksubeis. That means if you want to be mekayim ashtar, let's see from ashtar halvo. Let's go back. You want to be mekayim ashtar from ashtar halvo. So Yankel is a shtar halvo that Reuven and Levi are gechas matan. So we'll say, who says that you ever lent him money? We're gonna build, make a dimich simis from Yankel shtar halvo. Who says that Yankel shtar halvo is an emes shtar halvo? So memele either needles like bebezden, but with ira on ira. But aksube, if Anishi got married, it's not, if Rochel got married to Yankel, so the zicha was aksube. I mean, the zicha, this is not something that who says there was. So if we could go over to Rochel, please show us your ksube, and we know she got married to Yankel, and the ksube says these two Edom. So Memela will take two different ksubes, which these people were Edom on. And so Mistama, this zicha occurred. He says, this is a kiyum from shtoris, which we can rightfully assume that they're not mezuyif the kishtoris. Because ksubis, the shach says, the noidalon is shagoy li islam shtoris eilu. So we don't have to declare that she is a mezuyif. The zicha brought a ksuba by the chasana. And this is the ksuba, Mistama, this is Reuven's and Levi's signature. So half our gav she nonu makirim edim chasim. We don't know how they chasma whatsoever. Mikomok and kivin she yedin and she yesh lam ksubis. So we assume that this is an emes chasim. Yeah. There's a machloikis the tur and the Rambam if they have to be married 3 years also or not. The tur says they have to be married 3 years also. The 3 years goes not only by mechel but. The Rambam, the Shach says, no, you don't need 3 years. By Mecha, you need 3 years to show the Taka that it was a true Mecha. By the married and thus, you don't need 3 years. But that's the Chiddush of Nerdoy. Omar Rab Shimi Barashi. Now Rab Shimi Barashi says, Anush Tektoire. Ubiyoitze mitachas yadacha. You can only be Mekayim this star if the Malve who has the shtar, now we have a malva that has a shtar, we want to be mekayim the shtar of the malva. So Bezin going to be mekayim the shtar, we don't know how Reuven's chsima looks. So the malva tells us, you know, my shochen across the street used Reuven for an aid, my cousin used Reuven for an aid, so go and take their shtaris and you'll be able to be mekayim the shtar. That's fine. But if this malve, he says, you want to know how Reuven's signature looks? I bought one karke from Shmerl, and Reuven was an aid. I bought another karke from Yankel's 3 years, and Reuven was an aid. Want to see? I have the shtoris by me. I'll show you. These are, and you'll see what their signature looks like. So Be'emerson, he's 100% right. If he bought from Shmerl, who was there 3 years, So that's this is zicha true star. But if this star is in his possession, so we're afraid maybe the star halvo now, he had a good opportunity to make a Xerox out of it. If the star is in his possession, so mamela, so this star now could be he could be mezayev the star. If the star is bayena, so mamela, so bezdin will make a dinyan chsimis and will be gebaldi. But if the shtar is by him, that's what Rav Amar Rav Shimi Barashi. Ubiyoyitzi mitachas yadachem. Bezin will make the dimir simis from two different people. Avo miyadatz my loy. But if he himself has the shtaris and he's supplying Bezin, he's very cooperative. You want to see if I have shtaris with Reuven's signature?
Loi. So the Gemara is Maishna Tachas Yadatzmoi Deloi Dil Mizuyufi Mizayev, because maybe if it's under his possession, he'll be Mizayev. So Mitachas Yideach and Ami Dil Ma'ozel V'choza Osa Mizayev. So what his cousin had a shtar with Reuven, he went to the cousin, says, let me see Reuven shtar, and he was studying it, then he goes home, and he's Mizayev. So the Gemara says, Kulei Hailei Motzi Mechaben. If it's not in front of you, you have a photographic memory, but it's still not the same. So Memele, so we weren't chayish that he'll be Mizayif if it's not in his possession. Let us see Rashi. Bishufi Buloi Iro. Ubiyoitzei Mitachash Yad Acher, Shashtoris Alolu, Shemekaimen Es Hashlishi Mehem, Yoitzin Mitachas Yidei Acher, Vuloi Mitachas Yodov Shel Zeh. Someone else possesses the Shtoris, not he himself. Hamoiti es hashlishi. But if he himself possesses the shtar, so I'm afraid Zufi Zayev istakel b'ksav shalois and shtoritz v'kivin v'chosam. Then he was machaven, and then he forged the signatures. V'chosam u'atmes hashlishi dugmas oisa chasime. But so that's davke if it was in his possession. But if it's not in his possession, he can't be mechaven b'tzamtzim ksav b'ksav hoyo v'einei lefonov. If it's not in front of him, we don't have to be chayish, he forged it. Zog taisvis, dilmi ziyufi zayif, oimer rabbeinu tam, d'dav kehechesh en onu makir machsime, elo yedei dimi nachsime lachsime. He says, when are we chayish? For Ziyuf, if we're making Dimyeh Chsimim, Avol Heiche de Makirim Chsimim Sei Dim Bitviyas Ayin, Avol Pishesh Le Chsimim Acheres Tachas Yodeh Lekele Meime Dil Mezayev. Kiyun de Makirim Chsimim Zayev Oyenike Heitim. So Tosfos says, Amurah Dik Chiddush over here. Agamora says, if a person wants to be Mekayim Ashtar, and he has in his possession a copy of the Yenim signature, so we can't be Mekayim that star anymore, because we can't be Mekayim it anymore. With the Yechsim is because he had an opportunity to forge it, so Memele we can't be Mekayim. So Taisvis says, so that's a Amor de Kechidish. So if someone has Yenim Chsime in his possession, he wrote him, he was a very choshev rov, he wrote him a smich, he wrote, he has his chsime b'kitzur in his possession. So he's finished, he can't, his shtoris, he can't be mekayim anymore. I'm choshet him that he was a zayif, and since he had the opportunity to be mezayif, he can't be mekayim shtoris. So Taisa says, no. Our Gemara is speaking about dimyan chsimes. That means when Bezdin is saying it's not Mizuyev because Bezdin studies both signatures and both signatures look similar, so Bezdin says it's not Mizuyev. So if it's only from the similarity that's nikel to the naked eye, so this similarity is could be forged. So just like Bezdin sees a similarity, so the forger can also make it similar. But if a person has tvius ayin in a chsime, that means he knows how yenim's chsime looks. The kivin the makir in a chsime im zayef ho yoniker heite. That means if you recognize the chsime, so then you can see the flaws in zayef.